Well, what?
Kemps.
What are Kemps?
Dude, it's like Kemps the least known fucking ice cream that you have to buy at literally like gas stations in Minnesota. But
so
it's
ridiculous.
So good.
Alright, well, let's start so with a little intro song first, and then we'll get back into it. Welcome back, all you sports guests, to another episode of Dinner at Jacob's Place. In this episode, we've got Megan Slapstick Murphy with us, and we've got Tay. What was it? Tyrannosaurus Rex. That was it. Tyrannosaurus Rex is back in the studio again.
Last time.
Thank you for coming. Thank you both for coming. By the way, in case you don't know, you guys are going out, yeah?
Yeah, we're fucking...
Oh, wow! What? It's already getting ridiculous. what's this Kemp's
P
thing?
And the G. Dude, fucking Kemp's. It's like the best ice cream that no one's ever heard of. You have to go... What a fucking gas station
like
in
deep
Minnesota.
Into South Carolina.
Like, oh, we want chocolate chip. Just Kemp's red fucking... It comes in a box. Like, it's literally a cardboard box.
The ice cream comes
ice cream
in a...
And you have to, like, open it from the side. It's so good. It's like a
it just sounds so, like, janky.
Thin cardboard box.
Cardboard
box
is an awful
chocolate chip ice cream fucking ever.
It's better than It's. It's made in San Francisco.
It's fucking great. The It's factory.
How long have you two been going out now?
A year.
2 years?
9 months. You should know that. I shouldn't know that. A couple
look
years.
Look at my necklace.
5, 6 years.
10, 5, 0, 9.
You guys have a necklace?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
It's
the
only one I can remember.
Tay, D. Never mind.
I fucking bought it.
Yeah.
We got it for your. What was it?
No.
When did it
come on now. It's not that hard.
6 months.
It's only been 2 years.
After
can't have that many memories.
6 months was it?
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
It's had multiple, months. but it's been changed multiple times.
Yeah, because fucking things remembered can't do shit.
Well, like it was made by like one like African slave child, so you had to get it like impact free or whatever.
The fucking like the metal started like rusting and shit after like 2 weeks.
Because I wouldn't take it off. Like I'd wear it in the shower.
We
and
fucking
everything like it would never come off, so it's just fucking
green?
Rusted.
Oh my
we
god,
take
that's
it
just
back to things remembered, and I'm like, I need to get a new one, and they're like, well, you're gonna have to pay another like $60.
And then
for
I
it.
Went ballistic.
She fucking goes in and bitches them out about the necklace that I gave her, and gets another one. I'm like
for free.
All right, yeah.
And, then they fucked up the type. And so then I bitched some
oh
more,
my God.
And then
they had
to do it again.
They made the type,
like this
so
small, just to be a
like,
fucking bitch about it. Just because I was getting
and
it free, they did it wrong.
Her out again.
Honestly, oh, they did it just to get you? Because you were getting it free?
Just to piss me off, and then I
jeez.
Did it again.
We just jeez. Fucking, honestly, put them out, like, $200.
You didn't put them out, I put them out.
That's so...
again.
I feel like the people that need things to be, like, correct, and they can't afford things to be messed up, like... Like, people that don't have as much money, don't bitch people out like people with a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Just like,
exactly.
If you're not, instead of paying for a whole new one, it's just, fuck you, give me what I paid for. Like, it's
well,
cool, you're like worth
calling. It
like,
they overpriced the fucking shit, and I...
Dude, I got that one.
Small
like,
things are
like,
so overpriced.
So
well, no, but the
true.
Thing was like, it was like 2 months. Like, he gave it to me in April, and I came back to San Francisco in June, and it was really bad. And he was like, well, let's just run it in. And she's like, well, what did you do to it? I'm like, I don't fucking do anything. It fucking sucks.
You
not my fault, bitch. She was like, no, you had to do something. No, I shower. That's it. Like,
did, it
turn,
did you get some green on you?
No.
Oh, I
no, like, it just, weird. Like, it rusted. Like, it honestly, like, was
yeah,
copper.
Like
it turned copper.
It looked like the fucking plastic.
So it was almost as if
it
was, like, a penny, and they spray painted it silver, and the silver paint had come off of it.
Yeah, it looked like ish, dude.
That's not legit. It's just not legit.
We need to tell them about the fucking, what you said when you were coming out of the movie theater yesterday.
Okay, so
we're walking out of the movie theater, and we went and saw Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz.
Why would you see Bad? I feel like that name is very horrible.
I was reading Cosmopolitan magazine.
The best magazine. Sports guests, go check it out. It is the best.
Actually, this one was so ridiculous. Kim Kardashian, and it was like the 50, like rate the 50 best sex moves by
what
guys.
What was that one like? It was like.
Bite your penis.
Guys are voting, like,
yeah, so guys voting on the best sex thing. So it was like, for like oral sex, one of them was like slightly bite the penis, and it was like a 50-50.
I like vampirism. Dude, I need blood.
There was like a it's awesome, biggest turn on ever, maybe, or like absolutely not. And this one was tied with absolutely not and the best thing ever. I'm like, how does that happen? Like,
we tied with not so good and the best ever.
Yeah, the worst and the best.
Don't want it and
tied.
The best thing ever.
It's not like it was.
So like that means like something will love.
It's so ridiculous.
What was the other one? Your finger up the butt.
I've heard that is so popular. Girls, I don't know why.
I've had people tell me that. One of my cousins, won't have sex normally anymore. She only has it anal.
Is it because she's a new, like
no,
a virgin?
She gets off better anal than normal.
Whoa. there are girls like that out there. I've met one. Because, like, I feel like, so it's not an issue that feminists can take up. Like every guy wants to do it. It cannot be a generalization.
Like, today I was watching Sex in the City. And
obviously.
And Samantha comes in, Miranda came in, she goes,
the redhead came in and goes,
oh, okay. Who the fuck told Guy that it's so great going up the butt? And one of the girls goes, I swear to God, there was some girl who loved it, and so then he went and told all his guy friends, women love this shit. You cannot generalize that kind of stuff.
God damn, that's crazy.
Up the butt is not a generalization.
Because I feel like most people think...
Black guy, though.
What? Shut up.
Another confession on the podcast. Awesome.
I did.
Sports guests just hearing the best.
You know what? Did you go fucking
okay.
up with Iris?
That's only. I feel like every girl has to get wet.
No, I did not. No, he wanted to.
Okay, so you did get with a black guy, though.
Yes.
Okay, how is that? I don't mean that's weird. I just mean, like, I have been with a black girl.
I've been with three black guys.
What up? Are they? They are. I don't even know. I gotta stop asking questions about this. It's just coming out just the worst way. It's just flowing
dude,
out.
Just go ahead.
What is it like? Is it really flat? Is it like going out with Soulja Boy? Like, do they pull up with a really sick ass car and just blare music and then well, baby, come on, let's get in.
No, but all of them. One of them, you know that Justin Timberlake song, that slow one that's like,
my love,
no, 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 my love. What's that one? Ba-dum-bump. Hey, my name is Bob, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Chicken and Box?
No.
It was only his best song.
Yeah, that's true.
Early Justin Timberlake?
No, it was from the one where he did Sexy Back.
I'm getting sexy back.
Well, whatever.
I'm getting milkshakes.
The only thing I remember about this one guy, which was like the first black guy I was with, was he lived in this rundown townhouse with his mom. It was just him and his mom, and his mom left, and I was just like hanging in his room, and all of a sudden he turns on this music. It's so fucking loud. So it was like kind of stereotypical.
Was it Chingy?
It was Justin Timberlake.
Oh yes.
What's that black rapper that he did his. Sexy back. You know who I'm talking about.
There's so many black rappers.
The one that Justin Timberlake did Sexy Back with. You know who I'm talking about.
Timbaland?
Yeah, that one. He's on the track.
Timbaland's on there?
On the track.
What was that one song he had that was... Oh, that's Everlast. Everlast?
Is it called My Love?
No, it's like...
My Love!
Hey, my name is Bob, and I work at my job. I spend $40-some a day.
That sounds... sounds like an unfun job.
About,
but
you know what I'm talking about.
I just know the song. Like, I never listened to it.
Yeah. I generally just don't...
Means for the thing.
Oh, are we pulling out the song? That's awesome. Yeah. I gotta hear what this is.
Fucking Black Eyed Peas.
He fucking walks in, like, dancing and rapping it.
That's awesome. Oh, God. Seems so down for music. I'm super down for music. The weird thing about music is, like, I feel like I don't have to always listen to it. I'll go, like, months without hearing songs sometimes.
That's definitely
that is 100% my love.
Yeah.
And I'm tied to you.
I don't know if he, like, slide in. He did, like, the slide.
Oh, we can do the slide. That's so awesome.
I need to ask a million-dollar question about the black guys you got with.
Oh, God. Got it.
Is your boyfriend bigger than the black guys?
Yeah.
Woo! You are his sports guest.
You still this care
about my dick is bigger than
defying nature right here on the show.
You still tear me up.
Suck on me, too.
Wow. It's just raunchy. It's just amazing.
Okay, so wait. So I was reading the Cosmo.
Okay.
But what it says is if the girl likes this movie and the guy likes Dick in the Box, then you need to go see Bad Teacher. That was the whole reason I was going to watch it.
Wait, what was it? Dick in the Box and what?
Some chick movie.
Well, all chick movies are good.
No.
Valentine's Day was shitty, okay.
No, no, but it was some, like, chick movie that I loved, and then it was Dick in the Box, and I was like, well,
it's like, yeah,
this is, like, the only somewhat chick movie I'll get Taylor to go to, so I took him to it, and he...
I guess I could see how they would put that, though.
Yeah, okay, so, we're leaving the movie theater, and I had asked him, well, what's going to happen after we graduate if I have to go to the East Coast and he has to go to the West Coast for school or something? He goes... Well, I'll bend over backwards for you. And I go, well, I bend over forwards every day, all day long for you, so.
What? with like, arguments like this, there can't be any,
oh, this wasn't
like,
an argument. This was just, like, witty. Because
I have a black guy dick.
Honey, you got
the I've got guy. The power.
And then some.
And then some. You got, like, an Asian, plus a black, plus a white.
You gotta get Twitter for it.
Asian?
Well, Asian, okay, what the joke is, this, oh wait, it's white, black, Asian.
White, black, Asian.
Because, like, white is, like, big, but normal. Black is always, they always say it's bigger. And Asian, just.
Oh, that's a funny finger joke. Yes, I understand.
That was
okay, so I don't get what Bad Teacher is really about, because in one thing, she seems to be, like, I don't get how you'd make a movie about just a shitty teacher, because a lot of people have bad teachers.
It's funny, though.
Is she trying to become better? Like, is she going through teacher rehab or something?
She's a horrible fucking teacher. Like, she doesn't give a fuck about teaching. But then halfway through, she finds out that there's, like, this contest that if your kids get the highest grade on the state test, that you get a bonus of $5,700. And she wants fake tits, so she needs a $5,700.
This is one movie they make? Yeah. This is literally the premise of the movie.
Dude, yeah.
Why did they need to make a movie of that? That happens in real life, and teachers just fucking cheat. They just change their dumbass kids' answers.
There's rivalry between two teachers, and so one of the teachers, like, switches the desk, and it has pot and alcohol in it. And then she goes and says...
But how do you switch a desk? Like, you get, like, three big Tongan guys, hey, keep it quiet, here's 20 bucks.
Dude, it's sort of, like, situational, because, like, they go in and they make fun of the fact that, like, teachers are all nerds and, like, lesbians that never fucking, like, get with anyone. And so, like, there's this one teacher who's, like, straight, just by the book, who's, like, always happy and shit, and, like, real, like, annoyingly peppy. And so, like, Cameron Diaz just, like, smokes pot and, like, drinks and shows movies into the class, like,
don't get how this
every
is...
day.
And
so it's, like...
Well, and slash, like, Cameron Diaz is, like, half naked throughout the entire movie, so...
This just could not be more of a cheap
show.
She just
tits,
she just
like, halfway through.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
What?
Like,
there's tits in it. It sounds like a kid's movie. The name of it, Bad Teacher, is
no,
a shitty name
it's
made
bad
for kids.
It's R.
It's an R-rated movie.
Yeah.
From the look of it, it looks like a kid's movie, especially the Jason Segel. Talk to me when Michael, whatever the fuck, what's his name, has six, when
has
six championships.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
That scene is actually kind of funny.
They play it all the time, and it looks like a kid thing. Why would you have a little kid that's like 6-7 years old?
They fucking showed like dry humping, and then the guy like jizzes, and like, then they show his pants with like wet. A wet spot.
It's just so much highly absurd than in the previews. The previews just make it seem like, I don't care about teaching anymore. It would definitely make sense if you're drinking and smoking all the time.
Half the people in the theater were like young teenagers. Wasn't that so horrible, like young teenagers?
That's everybody in
there. But then there were like parents and adults in there. Yeah, who, like Cameron Diaz as an actress, so they went and saw
I don't get the appeal of her anymore. I feel like her... Jennifer Aniston is definitely pulling ahead in the I'm Still Relevant, but I feel like at a certain point, very recently, she became irrelevant. Like, right on the box, her face almost, like, cracked, I feel like. Like, it just looks like it just... I don't know. It's not ugly, I just mean, like,
she's... good in the movie.
She's just trying to be... I feel like she's trying to still be, I'm Cameron Diaz, I'm the mascot, and it's just, like, she needs a little more substance.
Yeah.
More substance.
Well, Justin Timberlake did it, so it's ever so awkward, the fact that they used to date, and, like, she's going after him in the movie.
Oh, yeah, Justin Timberlake's in the movie?
Yeah.
I'll watch any movie with JT. He's a funny bastard.
JT and Cameron Diaz dated for, like, 3 years, hon.
Was this, was this cool transformation, or was this, like was it NSYNC days, or was it after, like,
he
cool?
Looks like the NSYNC days. Whoa. He doesn't look like his normal self. He's got, like, dark, curly...
The curls? How do you get rid of that? Does he just cut it small all the time? Does he not let it grow out?
No, yeah.
Seriously.
It's like his hair.
What do you mean? Taylor's hair is, like, it's... Tyrannosaurus Rex, he's got, like, longer... Or no, yeah, it's a little bit longer. JT's is, like, shaved. It's fucking shaved.
Yeah, like, fuck, he looked like such a goob in the movie.
Uber.
Fucking dork.
So I saw the most ridiculous thing I was watching, have you ever seen Drunken Master? Oh. This movie that Jackie Chan, like, one of the movies Jackie Chan got famous for. And he, like, tries to fight for a while, and he's not doing so well, and then he meets this old-ass guy who just gets horribly drunk, and this is the way he fights. It's like, you have to be drunk to fight this karate, and just kicks the shit out of everybody. So, it's a really good movie, and I've seen, like, a lot. And then, randomly on Netflix streaming, they put on, I think it was the movie before they decided to make, like, Drunken Master and those things. And it's called The World of Drunken Master. And it's just the fucking weirdest thing. Like, Asian like, cinema, I feel like it's just so weird. In it, the situation at first just doesn't make a single bit of sense. There are these two guys that are fist fighting over an apple. Like, they have the apple. What? One guy, like, will put it behind his back. The other guy will, like, put him in an arm lock, grab the apple out, take a bite out of it. The guy will, like, punch him in the head, grab the apple back. For one apple, they're just fighting. All of a sudden, this nice, like, girl, like, Chinese, like, really, like, cute girl, she comes over, and she throws them both apples, and so they're just so happy, and they just eat it in a second, just ravage, and they just destroy them. So, somehow, randomly, they did not introduce this character, there's a homeless guy, homeless random guy that just comes in, and replaces these pears with what I thought is rocks. She just looks like rocks. Oh, ha, ha! She's gonna end up throwing rocks at them. Jesus. Like, ah, I ate them. You are so good. You are the most beautiful son. It didn't make good translation because it was in Chinese originally. And then she throws. He's like, can I please have one more? They throw it to them and they take a bite. And it turns out it was just cow poo. It was just big balls of just cow shit. They just throw and eat. What? I'm just saying, what other kind of, like, what other genre of movies are making gags with apple substituting for poop jokes?
That is
so outrageous. I just did not know how to handle it. Could not follow it.
Wait, and it was, like, dubbed, so you had to, like...
It was dubbed. I was thinking, who are there really famous dubbed, like dubbed people? Like, people that have not just done, like, high-profile thing, but, like so I'm the number one in... Like, dubbing. In dubbing. I do all the movies in France of a 30-year-old man. Just, like, a shitload of different movies.
I don't know, man.
The Brad Pitt of voice acting.
And that was just annoying.
What'd you see?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
The talking in it is a little off.
It was
a little off
so
track.
Annoying. Doesn't just could it. Not keep up with it. Do you ever see that? It was like one of the like really good Asian movies or something that won.
It won an Oscar for best foreign picture. It's almost up for or was up for best. All right, sports guests, tell me on Twitter now. You guys got it. I gotta get Twitter still. I gotta get up on there. I really want to. It seems cool.
Do you know anyone that has Twitter?
Got
is your dad?
Stoners does.
Stoners? You have a friend named Stoners. Stoners tweet.
His dad made it's called Stone Ridge.
I think it does. I don't know.
Is your dad on
Steve
Twitter?
Might have a Twitter.
Is Stone Ridge, is that like a name of a company or something?
No. It's the name of the golf course that they live
Steve
on in Minnesota.
You live on a golf course.
Yeah, his dad.
That is so
his
awesome.
Dad?
Her dad built it.
He built it? Yeah. Are you, is there like some secret business in there we allowed to talk about this? Alright. No, we're not allowed to talk about this?
Her dad and
all right.
Another guy financed it, right?
It sounds like Blackwater. Is that, do people get murked on there? 18th hole is your last one. And then they just have, like, blood splatter into the hole. It's a little graphic, but yes.
Oh my god, my jaw.
Is it hurting?
Yeah.
Real bad.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Did you take some Vicodin?
Yeah.
Here, have some wine.
Uh-oh. Wine will always help. Alright, well, Tim, maybe you can help for some of it. We'll do, like, an improv game. You can just talk for her.
Yeah.
When we're talking
about. Yeah, for, like, a full week.
You can just, like...
It's awesome, isn't it? Someone having to talk to somebody. Okay, so, Megan, what's your dad like? Apparently, he's got some chitty bang in the bank.
Yes, he's a very successful businessman.
You're not capturing people's hearts and minds. The sports guys that are listening will not think you're actually acting like Megan.
He's the sickest guy. Fucking, he's ridiculous. He can drink like,
so big.
Didn't he land like some major, or he became like CEO of this thrift store company because he had an interview with the guy who was CEO, and they both drank like a fifth.
They both drank
like,
a fifth.
Deal.
No, it's like intercontinental.
What? You just say that like it wasn't that much. You dumbass. Hey, it was a whole handle.
Fucking drinker. Like, but he holds it like he's good about it. Until he has, like, a shitload.
And then he just falls asleep. He'll fall asleep sitting up.
Fall asleep sitting up?
Yeah, he'll look like him and he'll just look like this.
I've done that one time. When I went to Israel for a month, we would smoke hookah for some... smoke hookah till like, 12 or 1 in the morning. And every morning get up to 5 or 6. And go to some, like, hike or something. And I learned to sleep on anything. There was this one time where, like, it's a picture on Facebook. I was trying to see if it was possible. Like, all right, this way, in this formation, it was, like, I put my hand down and, like, folded my hand over and put my head on it. And then was sitting on a rock as well and just passed out. There's just a picture. I just woke up 20 minutes later, sitting down on a rock with my elbow on, like, this jagged rock, just facing my head just down. It just doesn't make a bit of sense because I, to this day, can never sleep. Like, that easily. I could just sit there. And it was the worst because I went there, like, obviously to see cool shit. We'd go into a museum and it'd be like, these people, freed Israelis or freed Jews from harm's way. I'm like, this would be awesome. There's, like, gunplay in this one. And then I just wake up, like, an hour later. And they're just like, yes, I hope you like that violent movie.
Jeez.
They didn't show violent movies, but they did show, like, some history stuff. I love learning.
That's sick.
It's hard not to learn.
That's sick.
Like, do you ever learn about quantum sick. Physics?
No, man.
You're not.
I'm taking physics next year.
Physics is so hard in general. God damn it. There's too much
math. That's sick, though.
It is.
Dude, I remember when you were fucking, like, sitting in that chair. I have this ridiculous picture of you just taking this massive bong rip. It's, like, so high. I need to find this picture. It is just ridiculous.
God damn it. There are too many of these apparently high smiley pictures.
Dude, you're not even smiley, though. You look
that's
miserable,
new one.
Dude. You look like you just do not want
me
to.
Me and Montalvos or Hoops a lot and Mark, we had this idea this one time for this ridiculous website that would just make so much money. And there's a copy right now so that nobody can steal it, alright? Especially sports guests. Alright, obviously if you're listening.
Scroll through the next two pictures.
What? What? Oh my god. Oh my god, check this out. just do not look okay. It's just I'm struggling is what it is. And that's what our That's what our website was going to be called. We were going to, like, make this thing where it would be, like, a social media website, but it would be...
For the podcast?
No. This was a long time ago before the podcast got started. It would be people that have... it'd be mostly pictures, like, videos wouldn't necessarily work. And it would just be really good pictures of people struggling. Like, you know, just a picture, like, you got it hanging against the wall. And you just take a picture of that. Yeah. Somebody may be hanging over a toilet and it's not too gross. That guy's struggling. Everybody knows what it's like to be struggling and to know somebody that's just struggling, you know? Trying to get in the car, trying to pull you out. Oh, this person's passed out. Oh, he's struggling.
I'm struggling.com. I'm struggling.com.
Yeah. It'd be dude, so that would sick. Be great.
That would get so many hits.
Yeah.
Like, fucking.
So many people would post
like
that.
Some random website where you just post, like, dude, there's a website called ratemypoo.com, and they make shitloads
what?
Of money.
What? I think I heard about this a long time ago in South Park when the episode was
my cousin
out.
In Utah is just complete, like, she's fucking weird, and she, like, thinks, like, poo and pee jokes are, like, funny. So she's,
how is that like, weird? Everybody thinks
it's a chick, too. And, like, she's like, go to ratemypoo.com, and, like, you can literally look up, like, fucking, like, is your shit, like, a 10?
Have you seen a 10? What's a 10?
There was one that was like, she made me look at this, alright? I didn't do this like on my own time.
She made you? What's
that? One that was
she
like,
had a knife to my neck.
Literally like a heart-shaped poo.
A heart-shaped? That is disgusting. That means that somebody had to have gone in there, thought, I'm going to put this on Rate My Poo, and hand-moved it. Yeah. You do not just naturally make a heart-shaped poo. Every single person listening to this has taken a poo. And every single person listening has not had a heart-shaped poo, unless you've touched it. And then you're a gross
that's
fuck.
Awful.
Except for Leo. Leo, you're awesome, because you want to be
struggling.
Oh my god, see? Perfect struggling picture.
Dude,
all right, we got to show these.
Facebook one of Mark getting out of the hot tub, and it
just passed
someone
out.
Wrote struggling with an arrow.
Wait, what?
Oh, I saw that on Facebook. You're in it.
And, like, it's me and Montalvo, and I think Harley's in it. And, like, we're getting out of this hot tub, and Mark's, like, trying to get out of the hot tub. And I think someone wrote struggling with an arrow on Mark.
You know what?
Perfect.
I think that right at that instance when that picture
perfect.
Came out, I think that's when we thought that. That was a while ago,
yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that when that came out, and then we just started talking
that
about that. I think that's when the idea came out. Yeah, so we wrote struggling. I was like, we should just do that. That would be the best.
Wait,
website. It really would be a great fucking website. Nobody steals this. We'll sue you with the hammer of Thor.
Do it, man. I
know.
Have so many pictures just of our friends.
Just struggling as hell. I really should. Because I'm working on the website for
dude,
this podcast.
To,
so I should just. I'm trying to make like four websites.
Dude, we have to. Do you know how big a hit that would be like for college?
It would
kids?
Be. I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Like,
it would be gargantuan.
Just to be like, put your shit on imstruggling.com.
I'm struggling.
And, like, just make it so you can comment on the pictures.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. It'd be great. Yeah. Dude. There'll be a whole subculture of comments, like, on Filthy Beats, how there's a whole subculture of people going, like, my head got cut off, but it got put back on because of this filthiness. Like, I don't know. It's not a good one. I rubbed my... I don't know what it is. I gotta look it up.
What are you...
We're looking for another picture of...
I want to see the one you showed, Jordan.
Hold on, I'm trying to find that one.
Wine burps.
Okay, here's my question, Megan, or Tyrannosaurus, if Megan can answer this.
Yes.
Do you have horses? You a horse lady? No.
She's
no.
got four dogs.
Damn. Are they trick dogs? Like, are they, like, ones that go to breeder shows?
No,
no
man.
They're
attack dogs.
Charlie the German Ooh. Shepherd is
Charlie.
attack dog.
When Charlie's you put those together, it's so badass.
Charlie's a trained attack dog.
Did you just say he's the sweetest dog ever?
He is, but like...
Charlie the attack dog. It does
like,
not sound nice.
He's like German trained, so like, they can...
He's
if
not
they,
German trained.
Well, like, train. I don't know.
He's what a German shepherd. He's German
okay,
trained.
He's trained,
little
so
Nazi
that, like,
dog. Wow.
If they say,
a
like, a
statement.
Three-word sequence, like, it will fucking just kill you. Like, there's like...
Do you have to say it in German?
Like, it's like a
what are the
three-word
words?
Sequence.
Hit clown now!
I don't know. What the fucking, she won't tell me the words.
Damn!
It will,
wait,
like,
is that for real? You keep a secret?
Yeah.
So just in case?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to... I'm not asking you to say what it is, but how, Megan, do you... Like, for the reason that you tell Tyrannosaurus Rex not to say it, or not, you don't tell him so that he won't...
What? Is that the one...
Another
that...
struggling bit. Another struggling picture.
When you were
all right.
My door
well, here's my question.
Leg.
We'll look for more surrounding pictures today. All right, but wait, what happened?
Oh, I woke up on the floor next to your bed.
Such a nice
and
dog.
You puked on my carpet.
You puked on our carpet.
And then in my bed.
Nice.
And then I.
Well, let's move over a second.
Listen to this one. No, I put him in my bed. He pukes. So I take him to his room. And the next morning, like in the middle of the night, like I couldn't sleep on my sheets clearly. So I went and put them all up to put in his room because his ass was gonna wash them the next day. And I put them on his floor, and he woke up and goes, "Oh, honey, you don't have to sleep on the floor." I didn't. You puked on my sheets, asshole.
You puked on my sheets, asshole. Jesus. Dude. You are the strongest couple ever.
Some guy.
You win.
Some guy in our fucking frat got drunk and went home with some chick. Or wait. They were at the frat house and like some chick put her purse down or something and he went over and peed directly into the purse.
No.
What?
Or wait, didn't he puke in it or something?
No, okay, so this girl in my sorority, she was a fucking bitch.
What's her name? Is it Jaden?
No.
Okay. Aisha. Wow, that's such a fitting name.
She was being a fucking bitch, and she wouldn't be a sober host because you know sober hosting, right?
You mean like somebody who takes
who's gotta see someone sober so if the cops come?
So she
didn't want to do it because it was her birthday, and even though the party was only going.
Hold on. I understand what you mean, but isn't that a really legitimate reason to not be sober?
Well, no, but she was a pledge, like she was a. Oh, it was
well,
her
she
job.
Means nothing.
No. Okay, and so. the party was only going till 11. She had from 11 till like 4 a.m. to do whatever.
Yeah, after party.
And she was like, "Well, I don't want to do it." We're like, "Well, fine, don't come. Like, you're not allowed to come to the sorority house then. Like, you're a pledge. Like, that's fine.
Gotta do your shit."
Yeah, you don't.
You're a pledge right now, and you're listening to this sports guest. Do your shit. Swallow it.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so what?
So she wouldn't do it. So then that night she was partying or whatever, and one of the guys from his frat. Like, she has her bag full of alcohol, puked in her fucking bag full of alcohol.
Like, wait, she had a bag,
like her
this
purse,
is not a
like
normal
purse.
Thing, but like I mean a bag
purse.
Of bottles of alcohol, she literally had, like, hey guys, this is my 24-ounce bag of vodka.
No, like vodka
her
and beer
that she was
and
trying
all
to drink.
Her booze that
but
she was
in
drinking.
Bottles in or in one
Book.
One homogenous bag?
Oh, no, like,
it was
bottles,
just,
bottles.
Oh, okay.
So she had, like,
I
beer,
was
she had, like, vodka
yeah.
and, like in a
like
water bottle.
And he peed all over it or
no, puked in it. Puked. So she's not going to touch her alcohol the rest of the night.
Well, at least she's not an alcoholic, technically.
Well, no, but then she goes and takes the guy home. He pees in her bed. So literally, on her, like, whatever, it was like her 20th birthday or something.
Oh my god.
Because she wasn't a sober host,
so
she got puked in
her
bag
in
and peed, and a guy peed in her bed. And so the next morning, we all wake up and we hear this, and we get, like, text messages, and it's like, fucking karma. Like,
what?
It's just like one of those days.
What?
The worst things just happen. Like, all
this
time.
Is, I feel like this is such a multi layered thing. On one hand, you're completely right. She should have been putting into work. But on another, she was born that day and she got puked on her shit and then peed on. Her
in
still
her
got
bed.
Peed in her bed.
Like,
the place he sleeps.
Like, and I guess it's a huge ass stain. Like, it was not small.
Oh,
like,
my. At some point, like, I would love for her maybe say, yeah, this wasn't that great of a birthday. Somebody puts their face in her cake or something. But she was puked and peed on her shit. That's
the
a
only
lot
thing
of fucking karma.
What happened was, like, someone just shit in her bed or something.
Like, this is bathroom bar. It looks like it. Thanks for your hair. God damn it. That'd be gross. I'm just saying is
I mean,
that fucking
everyone,
that is extreme.
Everyone here
it's a little
is
extreme.
When
I'm just
gone through the shit.
I know. I'm
feel
just saying is it admit that it, for anybody's birthday, puke and pee, no matter what
sucks.
They've done, is a little extreme.
Yeah.
And the worst part is the guys didn't mean to. Like they were like we didn't tell them to go do it.
What?
But it was like retaliation. Like they honestly just were so fucked up.
I'm sorry, but if you did tell them, I would have to be on her side. That's a little good. Like, it's a thing I understand for it to happen through karma. But who tells and then has two guys say yes to? I'll pee in that girl's bag. Fuck her for not being sober tonight.
I'll fucking puke in her bed.
Oh, there any
cool,
night.
I'll go pee in her bed.
give me mouth X-lax. I'll do it right now. No, but that's chill.
Just making that clear.
No, I what happens in it, happens in it. I'm just saying, it's just a bad night.
Sucks.
Yeah,
it just sucks.
It's just what, you put a general person
SOL,
in there.
Dude.
Yeah,
dude,
just,
that was like that day that I had where I got like super sick one day, And I went to the campus health center or whatever. And they're like, yeah, you should probably go to the hospital. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fucking straight.
If you want, you probably could head over there.
Yeah, so I get there, and, like, Megan's with me. We're sitting there in the emergency room. They, like, take me back. They fucking, like, put the IV in, so I'm fucking, like, just dead on this fucking bed.
The person in the bed
next to me. Yeah, they're giving me drugs. Like, the person in the bed next to me is passing kidney stones.
You're next to a kidney stone passer? One of the most yeller people.
At the top of her lungs.
And then
fucking my phone rings. My phone rings and Megan picks it up. Someone called because my car got broken into.
What?
Back at school.
On the same day. What?
I'm like, wow.
You sure you weren't being spammed?
God just shit on my chest. Like,
you got shot. You sure that the person wasn't like, hey, you should probably go to the hospital. You had nothing wrong with you. And then they just said, hey, what a poncho. Come in and let's spray. Oh, okay. Generic name. Let's break into Tay's car.
Poncho.
And they stole his iPod and his GPS system.
Fuck. Dude, GPS, I feel like, is becoming so outdated. Like, it's bigger than an iPhone, and an iPhone works just so well.
The only thing is, like, when you go to, like, New York, like, the East Coast, iPhones
work. Oh, that's
really?
No, because when you go in the tunnels, you lose the signal. And so
it's also because there's so many fucking people on the road.
Are there any other phones that you don't lose the signal in, though?
No, like you need a GPS system.
Oh, I got
you. Whatever happened to, like, is that...
Slash in New York, if you're on your phone, if they see you touch your phone, that's, like, $500.
Damn.
Like you cannot touch your phone when you're in the car.
Oh, well, you're driving.
Yeah.
Is it because you're always going so slow? Like, everywhere in New York
City. Like, my dad today, he was getting on the highway, and he's like, well, I gotta let you go, I'm gonna get a ticket. Like,
your dad still drives himself? Yeah. Like, he's got, like, what is it, 40 companies?
Yeah,
like, 47. All right, so, I feel like that time is gone. I have, like, a fucking... Like Arnold Schwarzenegger driving him, or like, I don't know, Carlos Mencia's broke ass driving.
He doesn't like for people to drive him because he thinks that they're.
Okay, well, that's legit. If he wants to drive, then he can definitely drive.
He's like a really, really smart guy.
So I was never put in question when I brought up the company's thing.
So, like, he doesn't like when other people, like, are in control of the situation. Because they're usually idiots.
Most people, I feel like, that have companies have that mentality. Yeah. And it's not always wrong. I mean, there's something like...
Most of the time, like, people do stupid shit, and he would get pissed because, like, he didn't get to where he is for letting people do stupid shit. You know, so... He just fucking cracks the whip.
Like, you
know. I feel like you just have... Is he ever going to, is he ever going to undercover boss?
Dude, he's basically the epitome of undercover boss.
Really?
Yeah, because he, like, all his businesses, he was the loser in the corner.
He told me this story when, like, he went to one store in, I think you were there. He was talking about, like, how he went to a store in, I don't know, in Denver. I'll just use that as an example. And, like, he went and bought something from his own store, and, like, he was cashing out, and, like, the guy at the register was like, sir, you need to fucking wait 1 second. And he said, like, fucking, because the guy at the register was, like, super stressed out, and he was like, oh, okay, no problem, I'm just trying to buy this, like, do you mind if I go? And the guy, like, working at the register was like, sir, you need to fucking wait, alright, like, I need to do some shit right now. And he was like, what? And the guy was like, sir, go to the other line, I need to fucking do something. He's like, and then Megan's
like, wait, this was his own business?
Yeah. He's like,
you need to go to the other fucking line?
Like, yeah. He's like, dude, do you know who I am? And he's like, sir, I don't give a shit who you are. Go to the other line.
Oh, he's like, my.
Hi, I'm Dave Clover. Nice to meet you. And the guy was like,
paychecks.
Are you the CEO of the company? He's like, yeah, I'm the CEO of the company. You work for me. But now you don't work for me anymore, so go to the back and fucking get the hell out of here.
Oh my god. So they never have an undercover boss. Like, they bring him back in at the end, and they, like, discipline them sometimes, but it's, like, obviously kind of showing.
No, but the fact is, like, my dad, like, he, like, yeah, he sits in the office, but he did the trucking. He
did trucking, and he now owns all the companies. That's some boss.
He was a trucker. He was a trucker from like 16 to like 19, and then he was doing bales, which is like all the clothes that they rag off the floor that people don't buy. He goes and shoves them into a machine, and they make like.
Yeah. What up? Sir Hoopsalot! What up?
Holy shit, it's fucking
welcome! Tyrannosaurus Rex!
Oh my god!
Hang on, watch that thing because it's about to fucking fall off.
You filmed it?
Yeah, too. Careful of it.
You're filming it?
Yeah, we started the video component last show. Come take a seat.
Sup? Sup, Megan? How you doing?
This is my tall bro. Megan.
We went out to dinner, man. Remember that?
That's what happens when you smoke a little weed, guys. a little bit of memory loss there. I'll pull it up a little bit. I measured the camera right so you can be able to move.
Oh, shut up. Thanks.
Yeah, of course. So I'm up in the midst of beautiful face. We're talking about Slapstick Murphy's, her pops. How she went in. She had this undercover. She was like, he's like an undercover boss. So they come to him and ask him to be...
Like, when he walks in a store, he dresses like him.
Oh, so super nice and white.
Like, they don't know who he is. So,
her dad owns hell companies, and in her one of her businesses or whatever, he just goes in like undercover boss before undercover boss was going down. Uh-huh. And just fires people.
So, like, all of them, like, so funny. Yeah. I'm like, well, he and I will walk in and I'll be like, I honestly will wear this. He and I will, like, go walk through the entire store. He'll go check everything out. He'll go and try to, like, he'll go through one of the lines and buy something.
Do you ever try to steal stuff?
No. Like, see what happens? Like, really just put him in, like, a little situation.
No, you didn't tackle me, fucker!
you know, like, the security tags at all stores?
What?
You know the security tags at all the stores?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can get those off with a rubber bander.
You can. Everybody can, or he?
No, I can.
You want to show us? I think a rubber binder in your
shit, and you go shopping.
No, but my prom dress, they didn't take it off, and I was like, "Dad, like, holy shit! Like, it was the day of my prom." And I was like, "Holy shit! Like, I can't wear the dress." And he was like, "Oh, he's like, that one doesn't have ink on it. Perfect. Let me go find a rubber band." And I was like, "He doesn't do it."
So ridiculous!
Holy shit!
God damn it!
How do you know that? He goes. Hypothetically speaking, I might have learned this sometime in my lifetime.
Well, he was like,
he got legit. I thought it was just like working in a retail. He does have like hot wire shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What up, sports guest? You need a hot wire? Hit her dad up.
He was like younger, like 11 or 12, like friends' parents' cars.
It's nothing, guys.
No big deal.
It's not a big thing.
The shit that comes out of his mouth, I swear to God. Like,
do you ever do crack? Did he ever smoke crack?
No, he doesn't do that.
The GOP wants to know this.
Tell him about that one story he told about him and the armed robbery.
No.
Whoa. Please. Hey, how many years has it been? Enough years?
No.
Damn it, okay. Aww. Then this never happened, guys.
He should go back to doing that shit, because my brother works for that TV show. And
he works for Undercover Boss
now? Yeah, you know that.
Oh, yeah, dude, comes back to me now.
He's in casting, dude, so he fucking goes around the country interviews all the CEOs and stuff.
What?
He flies all the time. Like, in one day, he went from, like, fucking, like, I think it was, New York. To like Houston to call and then to like Denver and then like one fucking day and like meets up with like all these people. It's like, hey, let's meet up in Denver. Like, all right,
let's just meet up in Denver. That's nothing. I'm in California.
What's sick is the company like comps everything, so like hotel and like flight and stuff like that.
It's but so ridiculous.
Not only
does he do first class now?
I don't think he does first class. I mean, that'd be pretty dope.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. So who's they pay him, but they fucking comp, like, everything.
Yeah, yeah, well, obviously he gets paid.
Yeah, it's his job.
But he also, like, they pay for all the, like...
Dude, I gotta see if he can get me... I gotta try to get a job on his thing. I'll be, like, his janitor or something.
Like, he'll be his bitch.
Nice, sir, I'm your bitch for today.
I'm your bitch for today. I can family go, is it the company suck up? How you doing today, sir? It's really nice. No, it's not. Yeah, it's not nice.
Horrible day.
So ridiculous. Dude, you can hire people, I'll get an undercover boss for a second, but you know that you can, there's a company that you can actually hire people, like, for anything you need. So, like, this person was getting married, and he really wanted to impress his like, future-to-be wife's parents, and they had never really met him before. So he, like, hired a guy to pretend to be his boss, and just go up there and say, like, just be, like, this big speech and, like, pretend to be his boss and stuff like that. It's just so pay good. Him off at the end. There's people that you can just hire. You can hire, like, paparazzi or crowds just come and just chill with you and stuff like that. It's just so random. So
you hire people to follow you around.
Yeah, no, people
could
do
you
that.
Hire, like, people, like, for someone else, like, to, like, fuck with them and, like, make them look bad? Like,
that's a good
idea. I'm your crack dealer or something like that.
Hey, man, when are you going to buy from me? When you going to buy from me? When you open, say, yeah, have a whole crowd go to somebody's house to make it look like a crack den or something like that. That'd be so sick. That'd be like great. Because I think when you watch Holocaust you movies, like just be the worst. Like when they have, in Schindler's List. Okay, obviously it was way past the Holocaust. You didn't have people that were still from that. It's not a documentary. Where do you find people that are that emaciated? Like they have like real people in movies that are just horribly like their bodies are just so skinny, or like they're trying to play something from like another time where you're being fucked.
I'm like become emaciated.
Yeah, and we're like, no, it seems like for no money. Like they're people that have no lines. They're in one shot. Like, they're just a background thing. Yes. Yeah. So you're gonna have to stop eating for the next month for 3 seconds of video time. We're gonna give you $10 a day. I hope you like it.
It's kind of like what Christian Bale did, except you have no speaking roles or you're not getting paid really that much at all.
Yeah, exactly. People do not remember you as a badass for it. There was that one guy that had fucking 16 pounds worth was great. You just don't. You're not gonna remember that. It's ridiculous. But they need a union. Emaciated actors.
You can't get to shoot some people from Africa.
Oh, what?
Whoa! Alright, let's move on back. Who is...
okay, you're done.
Oh my god.
Just sit there with a fucking glass of wine.
From the first minute, this has been so ridiculous and raunchy. Oh my god, amazing. Oh my god. Does he also, we should not be... Oh, whatever, we'll talk about it after. it's not important for right now. What is the, did he ever have, like find, like, a weird-ass CEO, like, going, like, oh, yeah, this guy should be cool, and just leave with just, like, a shocked face? Like, yeah, I generally like to just fuck goats all day.
Actually, I haven't asked him about any specifics yet.
He doesn't just bring up, I do, like, a porn distributor today, like, is there not even, go, like, the guy,
that,
like, had a Vivid or something?
Girls Gone Wild guy.
That guy is such a dick.
He
is. I saw him on, Million Dollar Decorators. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, he is.
How good is... Alright, the Martin Lawrence Bullard or whatever, he's fake as bald. Have you watched the show?
Yeah.
He's fake as bald, but he's my favorite. He's fabulous. It's delicious.
Oh my god.
No,
that
so fucking,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is...
Like,
when I was fucking
dosed
up on.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
Oh, you had a Bravo day on like, drugs? I feel like Bravo is the best for happy drugs.
No, we
drugs. Watched Ecstasy on Bravo, best combination. This should be the tagline.
What else is on Bravo?
Tabitha Salon Takeover. Fucking great show. They all happen to be in the Bay Area.
House Lives.
Great.
Wait,
I had Skinny Girl last night. It tastes like
New
dick.
New York City?
Really?
New York City. I feel like there's two more. What's the new one? There's like a baby therapist on there now.
Oh, yeah.
Rosie Pope.
I feel like she's going to kill a baby once. Like, I feel like she just every episode she has to say that somebody's doing something wrong. So I feel like she's just going to say something's wrong when they're not wrong. And they're like, no, sure. Your baby totally goes in the microwave. Don't worry. Wait, what?
Really,
your baby
stupid.
Totally goes
in. You are actually.
One person had a fucking, huge ass sword, up against their wall, and their wife was, gonna give birth in 2 weeks. What the hell?
The
knives and the guns.
You have to keep your love of swords on hand. Were you one of the podcasts we were talking to Master Kung Fist, Brenman? You there with Miga? Okay, you weren't there with Miga. And, it was one of our podcasts, and we were talking about, people that dress up and, fake act out, like fantasy battles or whatever. And I thought that was, really random. I somehow watched another one today that they have multiple ones called, Darkon.
You know what show you would like?
What?
Taboo.
I watch it sometimes, but I feel like they're just too general. I do drugs. I've got
mating.
An eating disorder.
No, did you see the taboo mating? Mating rituals around the world? Even in Africa and stuff, people, actual human beings, fucking, and how they mate with each other?
Like what?
Oh.
Wow. So weird.
God.
Wait, what? No.
Oh, I have heard
I've never seen this with you.
No, I think there was one.
It's on Hulu for free.
I got. Is everything on Hulu for free? Yeah,
man.
It's gonna come with porn.
Have you seen the extreme weight loss?
Show. I don't see any of this shit.
Extreme makeover. It's like people
extreme makeover weight loss.
590 pounds.
Yeah, and they lost like, so much excess fucking fat.
Some dude
after.
Was like fucking 700 pounds, lost 315 pounds.
Whoa!
I'm like, what the fuck,
what
man?
Like,
Jared hit this guy up.
That's like you, him, me, and possibly
he lost
you,
fucking
not.
All of us,
and then like just throwing Tay out in YouTube.
Yeah, dude, I'm pretty fat, bro. I'm getting up around the 700s.
Ridiculous.
Like, you can't exercise when you're fat. What do you do?
Oh, they did.
Dude, they
you can totally exercise.
They put me in water.
They make them exercise 5 hours a day.
When, yeah, when you have no, when you're so much fat, you just lift your arms. You just go, woo! Roller coaster yourself all day. It's a roller coaster!
I've seen toddlers in tiaras.
What?
Like, oh, is that nothing. That fucked up, like, baby, like,
yeah.
Fucking fashion show? Oh, that's
oh, yeah, they,
oh
it does make me, it makes
like,
me feel sad.
Like, sunshine kind of shit.
Except they wear, like, legitimate, like, tight things, and it's just gross, like, because it's not like the girls don't know what's going on. I feel like they're very, like every time I watch them, I'm developing! This is gonna be me later!
Those guys that, like, make girls, like, shave it all to look like a 5-year-old.
Whoa, I've heard of that. They do a lot in Japan.
Where, like, certain girls, like, they shave their entire body and everything down there because guys like it better because they look younger because, like, you know, young children don't have hair on their arms.
It's so disgusting what some people do.
People want to fuck that.
Like, there's
or rapists who will, like, drug their victims and then shave them and then fuck them.
Jesus. Whoa. Yeah, just Christ. Fuck me. Just rape me. You don't need to shave me. I'm perfectly fine with the girl raping, you know? Whoa, that's not an invitation for Bill to rape me. I swear to God, don't come rape me.
No, I was watching Sex and the City before we left, and I was making him watch it. And one of the guys goes, you're getting a little hairy down there. Like, you need to go in for a wax. So, like, the girl that he was fucking, Samantha, the blonde one.
Ah!
And, so the next time they meet, she goes, how dare you say that? Like, have you looked down there? Like, it's fucking jungle. He goes, well, then what can I do? And so then
she
shaves him, and he goes, holy shit, my dick looks huge.
And that's the moral of the story, guys.
Like,
your dick will get big.
Your dick will look bigger
if
you shave it.
Big
gulps. All right.
Unless your Tay's already got a big dick, apparently. So if you're bigger than black guys already, just lay off the shaver. It's cool.
You don't need it, honey.
So ridiculous. So how did you two meet? I don't even know.
Standing in line for orientation.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I visited, like, the first fucking week of school, and you guys are already dating.
So, you were there.
Oh, you were passed out.
She had 4 shots and passed out.
And then you were gone for the rest of the night, and we just left.
Just dude, I got written up for booze.
For booze.
Dude, and then Nico was really wasted.
Nico was
talking back to your RA. He's like,
he was
you enjoy your job?
Nico,
shut the fuck up.
Words for me.
Shut the fuck up.
All you sports guys, we've got an expatriate.
Nico's, like, in a fight.
Yeah, it's like the scrawny, like, alright.
I feel like I'm good, man, but I'm gonna get in more trouble, dude.
I feel like Nico eventually is gonna be like an MMA cage fighter. He
just
weighs like.
He's Filipino.
Yeah, he weighs 140, but when he gets drunk, he can straight scrap. I mean, he would rip people apart like orangutans.
Just because he's Filipino.
Yeah. Okay, no, he's not because he's Filipino. I take that back.
And Manny Pacquiao, basically.
Yeah, okay, fine. Manny Pacquiao's very good. Dude, it's so crazy. One day he's president of the Philippines. He easily could.
Dude,
the prime minister, whoever the fuck it is. It's so ridiculous that. It's not ridiculous. It's awesome that people love him so much.
He's a fucking god there.
It's crazy that
he
is. He
probably has, like, slaves.
What? Yep, there's a Manny Pacquiao law just allowing three slaves per person again.
No, he probably. Wait, who is that celebrity that had, like, those chicks that were, like, his slaves?
Charlie
like,
Sheen? Charlie Sheen?
They weren't called slaves. What were they called?
Sex slaves.
No,
goddesses?
Goddesses.
Charlie Sheen.
Nico will have goddesses, not slaves.
She doesn't need them, apparently, with how he's getting down on there.
Wait,
they're coming to him.
Wait,
feel the
wait, I want to hear a new story. The last story I heard was the ocean one.
What?
With Nico and that chick.
Oh my god.
I haven't heard from you've heard from him?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
what
he's been in mind for a while.
I don't know, it's on your guys' thread or something. Because it came up on your email, and all of a sudden I was like,
well, real quickly, before we do this, we should introduce them a little bit more. Sports guest, Nico, if you. Alright, I don't know where you're going to look this up. Whatever. Eventually, whatever. You'll figure this out. We have a friend, Nico, who moved to the Philippines.
From the Philippines here and then back. Yeah.
Then back because he's fucking royalty. The Del Rosarios, if you look it up, it'll come up on the internet. They are just... Yes. Yeah, dude, they are royalty from, like, World War II.
Doesn't his brother play on the national team?
He's on the national Filipino soccer team.
Dude, it's so fucking beastly of soccer. I saw him play at Burlingame once. He's fucking beast.
So yeah. Ridiculous.
Terrifying.
So, we just... Nothing more to say. We love you. We love you, Anton. No, nothing about the schooling, man. I feel like, okay, fuck.
Can't just start out there.
Notre Dame de Namur University. I feel like they say, if you look it up, whatever, it might look chill. But it is, it doesn't look real to me. It looks like, I don't know. It seems like you already have a family. You don't, you, like, you need to make more money because you're just, like, a welder in a factory or something. I don't know, fucking burger picker-upper. I don't know. Like, move on. Like, I feel like you should have gone to Duke or something like that. Played soccer. You've never been a burger cleaner-upper? You gotta make that Skrillex. Gotta make that Skrilla.
No, man.
Skrilla every day. Like, oh, if you, do people do that? Like, I know, like, people, like, I see people in San Francisco, like, selling, like, old radios and shit, like, on the sidewalk for money. Do people ever, like, steal, like, Girl Scout cookies and then sell them on the side of the street for less money? Because I feel like you could make so much money. Because you can't sell anything you've stolen for the same amount of money. Because they're like, why am I paying you? You're all stolen and stuff.
Then why the hell did you steal in the first place?
Because it's fun.
So that you can sell them for less and be the one that makes the sale over the regular price.
Steal cookies from
the
girls.
But you're losing money.
No, you're stealing them.
Oh. That makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm going to buy them and sell them for less.
Fuck yes. What a business. What a rock.
I'm going to lose money on this bitch.
That. Sorry, I'm blonde. I'm tired. And I'm Vicodin.
That's just the best combo. I mean, if you're listening and you're blonde, tired on Vicodin, we want you here.
Smoke hot.
Oh god!
That's not painful.
If you were smoking pot, it would have felt better. That would have not been painful.
Good luck to her getting laid.
Wow. From what it sounds like, if you've got a dick like his, just too easy.
I guess.
Is that a quote that I missed?
What? Yeah, did you miss this
something? Can I tell him the story?
Maybe we should tell that because otherwise
maybe
the pause
is watching.
Yeah, the listeners are gonna hear it again. You don't wanna hear it, twice. We'll just assume like you've
it's
heard
like
it.
Daniel's story, maybe you don't want to hear it more once. Although I do want to hear that story.
I'll listen to it again and again.
You haven't recorded?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What?
It just started over. The recording just started over.
Are you serious?
Like it started from like it. Starting at like 10 seconds now.
Let me see this.
Wait, so I'm confused. This is going on, then that camera's going on, and this phone is going on too?
No.
This one's like your not phone. Even.
Okay.
Yeah, it's powered off.
Are these both yours, Jordan?
What?
You have two flips?
You have two flips? Yeah, these are both. Hold on 1 second. Okay, alright, I guess we.
Dude, yeah, it totally ran out of battery.
Alright.
I just tried to turn it back on and it said low battery and now it's powered.
Whatever. All you people on iTunes are getting a longer version of this episode, so lucky for you guys.
The extended version.
Alright, so, would you ever, bullfight?
Would I ever bullfight?
Yeah.
What?
I'd probably do it just to say that I did it. Like, I've killed a bull.
You've killed the bull. That's how you respond to this question.
Dude, there's some crazy fucking picture on the internet of this bullfighter who just loses control, and the bull comes up, and it rams its fucking horn through his bottom of the jaw and comes out of his mouth.
You've seen this?
Lives, though, right? And he's like, chilling.
Yeah. You've seen this?
Yes. It was
how could you watch that?
But it literally, like, it didn't stay there for a while. It, like, went through, and then there's a picture of it coming out, and then it literally instantly came back out. Like, he was so lucky it didn't just fucking, like, rip his jaw.
Or go, like, through
it.
Like
just, it punctured and then came out.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's when you call it quits.
Yeah.
Today, at that point.
And then it was one of those stories where they're like, and he was back in the ring like 6 months later. I'm like, who the fuck do you? What? Why would you ever go back?
This is my puncture wound, motherfucker. What have you ever done with your life? I've been
from the experience.
Nah.
Yeah.
So ridiculous.
Well, that's, I guess that's it for your bullfighting career.
Yeah. I'll get back in tomorrow, bro.
I'm gonna go back. Just so outrageous. I just don't know how to get through that. Hey, so how many have you seen Jean-Claude Van Damme movies?
No.
God damn it. Okay, well, there's this movie, The Quest, which is just the best Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. It starts with, like, this old guy who, like, walks into this restaurant, and it's, like, a bar, and there's, like, these gangster guys, and like, give me all the money from, like, the bar. And it just starts out Jean-Claude Van Damme, old as fuck, just beating them to bullets. They're just kicked over, and then the whole story is him and Roger Moore is like a weird deviant, just trying to get to this like magical statue. And it's the best fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme movie ever made. It was so good.
Quest.
I feel like I started watching
that. Yeah, didn't we? Yeah, maybe we did that on Netflix.
Goddamn asshole,
forgetting about things. Oh my god,
we're watching Drunken. Was it Drunken Master? Yeah, passed out in that too.
Drunken.
You were telling us about that.
Right? Yeah, I was telling you where. Yeah, I was talking about this new movie, The World of Drunken Master. It was like before it with the guy who taught Jackie Chan. So ridiculous. You gotta listen to the beginning of this because I told what happened to it. But it's just so absurd with it. Just the first 10 minutes, just things that you'd never see in any other cinema, just erupt. It's just ridiculous. Oh my god! All right, so I wrote down, I've been trying to, I thought of, like, an idea that I want to start doing this. I'm going to think of, like, some three random questions that I want to, have, like, know from you guys, which this time is about your childhood. Try to give, like, a little theme each time. So, Tay, I guess we'll go with, Tay, we're going to start, we'll go with you this time. All right, you down? We'll wrap it up after this little, bit. I know your mouse. A little bit. What was...
Exactly.
Wait, what?
Oh. I can't open my drawer. Sorry.
This outrageous never ends. It's just so good.
Really love me.
Amazing.
Since I can't open my drawer, I have to open my legs.
This is a family one-ups.
Yeah. One-ups me.
I always do.
This is on the family section of iTunes. We can't just be talking about this stuff.
Sorry.
You know, there's not even... I don't think there is a family section on fucking iTunes. No. Everything is explicit now.
I love how you can just click twice on the explicit song and just... It plays. Fuck, like, every other
thing. You'd be so hard. You'd have to be 18.
My 5-year-old kid could just go on there and be like, ooh...
One time, because my dad always would, like, he didn't give a fuck about, like, Grand Theft Auto and, like, games like that when I was, like, 10. And one time he was at, Toys R Us, and there was this kid trying to buy Grand Theft Auto, and, like, they wouldn't let him. My dad went up, he's like, don't worry, he's my son. And he pretended to be the kid.
Such a badass!
So the kid got to get Grand Theft Auto.
That would have been the happiest kid ever. That would have made my life so happy if some fucker did that to me. What?
So, like, ridiculous.
Comes home with the game, like, how'd you get this, honey? Some guy was my dad.
Some guy impersonated
Toys R Us.
Yeah, impersonated my father.
Like a Grand Theft Auto. Fucking crazy.
For all you know, he got home, his kids, his parents wouldn't let him play, and they just went on a murderous rampage. As fucked up as the joke sounds, like, legitimately has happened. I watched it on TV. This guy who was like, me and my brothers, like a thing we bond over is, like, horrible murders on Spike. Most dangerous kids!
Deadliest Warrior, too.
Deadliest Warrior's coming back! Deadliest Warrior!
Yes!
More science filled!
Oh, is that the obstacle course one?
No! Get on your shit! What the hell?
That was one that, like, go through, like, the warrior... Ninja Warrior obstacle course.
Deadliest Warrior is the best premise ever. Okay, so what they do is they have these really... The first one was kind of bad, the people that are on there. This guy, Max Geiger. And there was, like, this science guy. And they would do science experiments to check what two groups of, like, armies would win. So, like, it would be, like, Spartans versus, like, the Roman gladiators or whatever. It would be, like, pirates versus knights or something like that. And they would do these things and, like, try to figure it out. And they'd have, like, these simulations at the end. The best show to get drunk.
Yeah, dude, but yeah, because we watched it once, and it was like some, like,
Roman Raj. It was a Raj Pit.
Yeah, it was a
Raj Pit. Look up Raj Pit episode.
Versus like Roman mercenaries, and Raj Pits are the guys that have like the hand sights or whatever. They're like hand swords, where
like three separate blades that come out.
You know, they like hold on to them, and they're like blades that come out of their hand. Yeah. And so when they do the demos, they have like a pig or something like that, like a dead pig hanging. And they take turns using their like respective weapons and see how much damage they can do in like 30 seconds. Jesus. And this guy just goes, like runs through, slices the pig up. There's just shit going everywhere. And we, at that point, we were like sober, and then we were watching more and more of it, getting more wasted as we were like drinking stuff. And we just got so into it. We're like,
so out and so down. It was so ridiculous. The pig they use, sometimes they'll use like whatever, dehydrated. Full pig. Just organs, everything just going everywhere. Fucked Maybe up.
Show it on
Fucked
TV.
Up. It was
oh my God.
So drink worthy. It was ridiculous. Also, I tried Skinny Girl last night, and it is margaritas. You know, like from Real Housewives, Bethany Frankel. Yeah, she made so much fucking money off it. But yeah, so I looked on it, it's like 12.7, like, oh, this is for women who want to like have, you know, like a good time. They don't have too much alcohol. That's cool. And when I tried it, they are just lying. I feel like there has to be at least 80% alcohol in it. It is the most pure tasting tequila filled.
Well, yeah,
oh, it's like a little bit of juice.
Stuff in it. Yeah.
That's what it is. Oh, that's what I heard. It's all lime juice or something like that.
It's like straight tequila, maybe like some Cointreau or like some type of liqueur and like. Just lime juice.
My stepmom, like hers, like her margaritas are like that.
Like when she measures it out, she measures.
She does
like
4 ounces tequila, 2 ounces Cointreau, 2 ounces lime juice. You pretty much have 6 ounces alcohol.
It's like multiple.
Wait,
shots
6 ounces tequila?
Yeah.
I fell over that one. That went over my head.
And then like half a shot of lime juice.
But it just masks that shit out of it.
Well, because acid neutralizes alcohol. But it did not taste like it in Skinny Girl. It just tasted like there was just so bad.
Was it like good to drink or
horrible? Horrible to drink. I literally think they're lying. They have to be lying about how much alcohol content is there. When I'm down, it just tastes like dick.
They make drinks to like mask the alcohol and it just
yeah. That's why you just say fuck
alcohol.
That and you have 4 Loko.
That's what I did. I just started drinking other stuff or like gin. Ho. Still having bad thoughts. Gin is just the worst tasting thing ever.
Really?
I don't really know if it was the gin or we had this fucking tonic water, and. Yeah, and tonic, it had, like, quinine or something in it, and it had, like, the worst, I don't even know how to say it, was just so, just, like, disgusting. Like, it had this just ginny extra taste that added in there.
Ginny.
It was so ginny. Gotta get my ginny and juice.
Dude, the question. Hit it up with the question.
You want the question?
The question gets so sidetracked.
Oh my God.
Just sidetracked me like 15 minutes.
God. Gotta flow where the river goes. That was just not profound at all. It was just shitty. Alright, dude. Alright, Tyrannosaurus. This one might hurt. I know it goes deep, but what was your favorite what was your favorite childhood TV show? Like, Barney, Sesame Street, like, Mr. Charlie Rogers.
Rocket Power.
Rocket Power was the shit.
So good.
By far.
There's no way they did not just get ripped every day under that fucking planky wood structure.
If there was one, like, group of cartoon characters that would go on to just smoke weed.
And have no future lives. Like, at that point. They were 12 doing extreme sports.
You know how they did, like, Rugrats, like, all grown up or whatever?
Yeah.
Rocket Power all grown up, they'd just be potted.
Every show would be nothing. They just
behind their high school, every scene, just the corner behind.
And then they'd be, like, Rocket Power all grown up, they'd be like, hey, we should go, like, you know, skateboard and stuff. Yeah.
Dude, why don't we just hit
let's just hit this for a little
bit. It'd be like that weed commercial with the deflated person who's like, yeah, he used to skateboard all the time and do active shit, but now he just sits there and smokes pot.
So outrageous. They really want to do commercials. Like, something like that could never happen. Like, the texting and driving commercials, if they had that, like, if they had you driving, you're texting, and then they, like, had it stop, and you just deflated, and you're like, yeah, this is what happens. You'll be paralyzed if you get texting and driving, because you could possibly be paralyzed. But they have that new fucked up commercial where they show, like, they're talking about, like, hey, honey, just want to see how you're doing. Text me back. And, like, it's this whole message she's saying. And it shows a fucking person where they're putting, like, the dead wrap over her body. Dead person number one. Go into the thing and it's still the mom's message. Her son is sitting there with a fucking text message, like, half text message, on my way, like, midway. It's like O-N-M, M-Y, maybe. Didn't have the rest of the thing. And he's just dead. Visibly dead. Eyes open, just chilling there, dead. Never gonna text and drive. Way to go with that stuff, but it's just so fucked up. I'm like, if you're gonna do it with weed, if you're gonna get somebody to stop doing something, you gotta just make it so scary that you have two fucking dead people in a goddamn commercial.
Like that fucking commercial where it's like, well, it's obviously it's a joke, or the guy like, I don't know if I should do this. He's like, oh, come on, do it. He takes a hit, his head just explodes.
So ridiculous. God damn it. The only ones they ever did were so misguided, and I now look back at them, and I feel like they're somewhat racist. They had, they somehow were always black people, only black people. And I remember the two key examples of the anti-drug thing. It wasn't just anti-drug, it was definitely, like, for pot. And the first black guy would be like, hey, come on, your little brother's having a party today. And he was gone, he didn't come back, and they're like, oh, yeah, you missed his party. That's what happens when you're out smoking, like, getting high. Like, it seemed like he was just smoking pot. Just makes no sense that, like, you'd make it such another thing. And he's just black, just missing. And the second one is just, there's just this little young kid, little black kid that just needs some guidance. And he comes over, and like, it sounds like they're about to do drugs. He's like, no, man, I don't do drugs. All inspirational and stuff like that. And it just seemed, both times, it seemed like they were, like, somewhat from the streets, like, smoking crack, but it was just, like, a misguided, like, marijuana commercial. And it just made absolutely no sense. Just don't understand what they were trying to do. Whatever. If you're listening, people, that's probably why you got rid of it. What's the oldest dream you can remember? The oldest fucking dream.
Dude, I had this fucking crazy dream when I was little that, like, the scariest place in my house was my garage. So, like, every time I had to go downstairs to get something, I would avoid the garage at all costs. So I had this crazy fucking dream where, like, the garage filled up with water and some shark, like, came out from, like, behind, like, the underneath of the stairs. And it literally came up, and then, like, there's a fridge in my garage, so I climbed on top of the fridge. And fucking, like, it was trying to fucking eat me, dude. And then it fucking grabs my leg, and I wake up.
Jeez.
I had it when I was, like, 5 years old.
How bad is that to have something biting you? You, like, it was reoccurring to have something biting you?
Yeah, three times, yeah.
Jesus, dude. I remember I had this one. Being gnawed on is the worst fucking thing. I had,
Wait a minute.
Not according to Castle Paul.
Gotta be gnawed on.
Like it.
Yeah. So I had this dream, like, since I was 6 years old, we had to, like, take home books, and then one week it was science book, bugs. So I learned all the creepy shit. It would have the close-ups of their face, and all of them looked like goddamn monsters. And so I remember the one that scared me the fucking most was, what they call, like, pill bugs, the ones where they can, like, snap the front of their things. And so I had this goddamn...
Picture, oh, those pinwheels.
Earwigs. Yeah, earwigs. Oh, there you go. How fucking bad of a name. That's such a trippy name. So, earwigs, yeah.
Does they climb in your ear?
Do they really?
Yeah, that's why they have the name, because they go in your ear.
The ones with the pincher things?
And they lay fucking eggs in your ear.
Okay, our listeners don't want to hear this. Sports guest, he's just lying. It's not a real thing. So I had this fucking dream. And so I'm scared dickless of these things. I would kill myself if what I'm about to say happened.
Yeah, these things are terrifying.
If what actually happened to me, I would kill myself. In the dream, I don't remember if there was a sorceress. It specifically would have been, it was a woman if it did happen. I don't know if she told them to come out, but all of a sudden, like 10, 20 foot earwigs come out of the ground and start gnawing on me. They take their little pinchers, I'm in between, nah, 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 just gnawing on me. And I remember thinking, like, it's, if you see one of those, you have a thing of, ew, gross, you move yourself away, and somehow, somehow, it drifts off eventually. In it, I realize how gross and fucked up it is for them to be doing this, but I'm stuck in between their knobbones. I'm just being crunched upon by them, and it just is terrifying as the fuck out of me. And they're dirty. They got little brown dirts on them. And I just, it's the only time, okay, maybe twice, but the most potent time I can think I want to die. Just fucking murk me, because I need to finish this fucking drink. It is so, so disgusting and bad and sickening and goddamn, that was fucking gross. Just could not handle it. What was the first R-rated movie you saw?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I think it was some movie that, like, totally shouldn't have been rated R, but it was.
That's a whole
they, like, said fuck, like, one time in the movie.
And it's the random one, it's the random R. sentence. Where
yeah. I think it was fucking, I think it was a comedy.
Oh, well, there's a
Wait,
bunch of
Wait, is Forrest Gump rated R?
No. I don't think so. It's probably like, and that would be, you know, the least coolest one to see.
You know what it was? I went over to some friend's house, like, some of the baseball guys, and we thought we were sick to watch, like, The Girl Next Door, because they showed tits. That's completely rated.
Yeah, are you telling me that
Road Trip?
Road Trip is definitely
that was my first, and they had that scene where, like, they zoom in on the tits, and I remember seeing my friend, like, ah!
We just paused it on the tits scene, and just sat there, like,
and a titty.
That was it.
So ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember I was in summer school going into, I think, first grade or after first grade, and Charlie Wang was in my class, and the teacher asked, like, what did everyone do this weekend? And, like, Charlie raised his hand, and he's like, I saw a movie. She's like, what movie did you see? He's like, Face Off. She's like, that movie's rated R. I got really pissed off and sent him out of the class.
What?
Because he watched an R-rated movie.
On his own time! How old was he?
This was like after first grade going into second grade.
Jesus. Is this when he started swearing already?
Yeah, oh yeah, fuck yeah.
So ridiculous. First grade swearing up fucking Charlie Wang. I hope you'll listen to this. We gotta get him a fan of this.
Dude.
I miss Charlie Wang so fucking much.
A Wang episode.
God, man, I would love to have a Wang episode. Charlie, if you're listening,
it sounds like something else.
Yeah,
it's completely something else.
Yeah,
we gotta have a big Wang episode.
Oh my god,
it's gonna be big.
Tay Randstar is gonna be there. Then. Wow, it's just outrageous.
Jesus.
Oh my god. All right, hey, back to your dad real quickly. What's the most like? What's the sickest company he owns or owned? Tay. Do you have Maserati?
MEK Properties.
That's mine.
What do you mean that's yours?
You named a property
no, that's
management
mine.
Company off of you.
That'd be me.
Yeah.
I'm CEO of that.
How the fuck
you? He made it for you.
I signed it over.
You can't just... Alright, let's bring him back. Let's bring him back into the real world for most people who aren't CEOs. How the fuck are you just a CEO of a company? And for the record, she's not, like, 30 years old. Like, that's my question. Unless you're fucking, the Olsen twins. On? Unless you're the Olsen twins.
How are you a CEO, but you don't, like, do anything?
I can go put your name on a company. No big problem.
Can
no
I be
problem.
A CEO?
Your name's on it.
Do will you
get
me a... Please,
I
could...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm down.
I got my resume that I'm a fucking
please.
CEO.
Yeah, well, hook me up. Let me get a CEO.
Come on, just give me a CEO. Come on.
I'll make a shell company. I'm so down. Does your dad know how to do that? Make shell companies? Tay?
What?
Your dad know how to make shell companies?
What's a shell company?
I don't even know. That's why. I want to know if he does so he can explain it to me. I feel like Nestle has them, but I don't know what they are, so. I always hear James Bond uses the word, and MSNBC. And that's it. And it sounds very important.
A shell company.
It was one of those shell companies. I guess it's a BBC voice. Okay, BBC also. Yes.
My phone. I'll look it up.
On Google. Oh, using the key stuff is probably not good. Were you allowed to get Nerf guns as a kid? Yeah. Did you ever use them slapstick, Murphy?
My dad and I... Well, okay, so it was me and my dad. Because my parents are divorced, so it was just me and my dad on the weekends. So he and I... one Friday, we went to Mall of America, and we got all the guns and everything, and all the ammo stuff that you need for them. It was like
Nerf guns.
Yeah.
Mall of America.
You need all the ammo. So then we're shooting that. Like he picks me up in the morning, and then we played all afternoon that night.
What Nerf gun did you get? Fat ass one. Okay.
I can get a couple. You get one that's like straps over your chest. You get the quick
what?
One. You got the. Then you have to do the.
Algorithm. So you got an arsenal. Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, so the whole problem though was after like an hour or so, all our ammo was on the floor and we didn't want to pick it up. So instead of picking it up, we just went and bought more.
Wow. That is so awesome to be able to do. That is the worst part of having a Nerf gun is that you have like 15 seconds of fun. Yeah, and it's like a V2 card pickup. It's so annoying.
So we went and got, you know, like one of those huge ass bins that, just like the container ones that you could get like the 3x2 or 3x2 foot or whatever. Like
just Nerf makes this or is it like...
No, like you just go get one at Target or whatever. We filled it with like Nerf ammo.
Damn. So apparently Nerf now has a paintball... like Nerf bullets, and I'm so down.
Let's do it. Wait, what'd you say? Actually, like, explode.
Your brother has them?
Yeah, I think so. I think they have paint guns.
I need to find them.
BB guns. BB
yeah.
guns.
Oh, I will see. So you get a pretty cheap sports guess. If you're looking for a BB gun, like $15. Wow. Just promoting violence.
And buying Grand Theft
Auto. Were you there when you were doing the BB guns? Were you there when you were doing the BB guns?
It's airsoft guns.
All those were airsoft?
Yeah,
against the thing.
Airsoft's so much fun.
You're amazing, my dad's aim, huh?
Dude, we fucking, like, we put a water bottle, like, 50 yards away. We're, like, shooting at it for an hour, easily. There's, like, five of us. No one hit it. He's like, your dad walks up, give me the fucking gun. It takes, like, 2 seconds, bam, knocks it over.
It's like, you should have called me earlier.
That's how CEOs do it. Watch, Slapstick Murphy could do it as well. It ain't nothing. You missed the nicknaming process, I guess.
I like watched a little bit or heard a little bit of like the very beginning of the last one. What were Casey and Roddy's nicknames?
Oh, Roddy the Piper Galley and Casey the Pipehead.
Pipehead.
What's Montel, bro?
The Sir Hoops a lot?
Sir Hoops a lot.
Yeah. What up?
Does any other girlfriend have a nickname?
Megan's Highway 20 Lockhart. There's another Megan. There's another Megan.
And then there's Mrs. Hoops Lot.
Yeah, Mrs. Hoops Lot.
A-list Lissa.
Yeah, A-list Lissa's got to be back on here. She's a good guest. Yeah, Magic Kung Fist, if you're listening, we love having you on here too.
What were Rage Cagers or whatever?
The Rage Cagers? Yeah, Kiki and Coco. Wow, we're just. It's a reunion. We're just talking all the old characters. Yeah, I hope you're listening, Kiki and Coco. Good little
guy. Have you seen that show, Ice Loves Coco?
I've heard about it. I heard it's awesome. It's amazing. I heard he's real. Like, he's like, real talk.
Yeah,
he's good. Real talk!
He's real black.
Wow. I'm going to kick you out, sir. It's just...
He's like, real black.
Sick, dude. I heard they bang so much. Heard all they do. Like, they have, like, a mirror everywhere in, like, a circular, like, heart-shaped bed and shit like that. So ridiculous. That was the guy...
I wouldn't doubt it.
What?
She's from, like, New Mexico. Like, from, like, a freaking... Like,
ghetto state? No, not ghetto state. What am I? It's not ghetto state. It's like
ghetto. It's like
it's trailer park. Yeah, it's like it's trailer like, park.
Yeah,
it's like Sandville. If you're from New Mexico, you're living in sand. All right.
Is there a city there?
I don't think so. You're living in fucking sand.
Albuquerque. That's the only city I know.
It's a shell city.
It's a shell company.
It's like
a shell company. The city is a shell company.
Their mayor's a fucking crony, man. I know him. Well, I take that back. Don't sue me. God damn it.
Sponsor us instead.
Yeah.
Sponsored by New Mexico.
City. God damn it. I should totally. That's a great idea. I gotta get Albuquerque to sponsor us. They've got nothing else except for a fucking song.
We are Albuquerque. Not a show company.
We now sponsor a podcast.
New Mexico.
We're actually real. So ridiculous. All right, well, it seems like we've been doing this for a little bit. I had a bunch of fun doing this. I think it's been a good...
Dude, Great. Yeah, that'd be a great set. We need some Men in Black music to take
Should we take it out with that? Or I feel like we might, maybe we should take out a different jingle, or are we going back out with Men in Black?
Dude, whatever you want, man.
Oh my god. Let's see. What?
Whatever you're feeling.
Oh, I got it. Okay, right, let's do this. I hope I haven't used this one already, guys, but you're gonna like it. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Dad. No, not even this one.